just a glorious day. Everyone around the world loves deadlifting. Wednesday, May 25th, 2022, the deadlift. 5 sets of 3. Last time we did this exact rep scheme was September 22nd, 2021, so go ahead and check that out. And also, if you haven't yet, you need to watch the other video attached to today's training titled How to Approach Heavy Days. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all that stuff that you want to know. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113, and I've attached the video, but you can also find it as a podcast as well. We've got a video showing the deadlift. Super Fitness Robot would be 80% or more of your one rep max held for all the triples. More likely, 50% or more of your one rep max. Do you want to do touch and go? Do touch and go. Want to do dead stop? Do dead stop. You want to do deficit? Fire up a deficit. As long as you're doing 5 sets of 3 today and you're deadlifting, you're on the home team for the big win. Wild card option. We have 7 sets of 3 on the power clean. So still a pull from the ground, but just a little bit different. Explosive hip opening. Will obviously be less loading. And there's some more sets in there. Pardon me. We've got a video showing the power clean. And the scale option is still 5 sets of 3 on the deadlift, because scaling something like this is relatively easy. You just keep lowering the loading until it's appropriate for you. Down to lightweight, empty barbell, broom handle, you can get almost anybody in the world doing 5 sets of 3 deadlift. The limited equipment crew, no barbell, just dumbbells and a good attitude. They're going to do for their heavy day, dumbbell, single, stiff-legged deadlifts, 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg, then dumbbell deadlifts. You're going to do 3 sets. Each set's about 15 to 25 repetitions. So you're looking to do, on the dumbbell deadlifts, 45 to 75 reps total. And I'm figuring most people will have to break that up into 3 sets. You want to blow through it in 1 set. Go for it. I think you'll get a special feeling in the posterior chain. And then you've got single arm bent over rows. 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps per arm. We get a video showing all those movements. We assume people have a pair of, 50-pound dumbbells or 35s, but if you've got a large assortment of dumbbells and there's a heavier or lighter weight that works better for you for those movements, fire it up. You're cleared hot. Super Fitness Robot, for the limited equipment, would be doing all of that unbroken, resting between each, but all of it, those sets and reps unbroken. And the more likely time is obviously you're a normal human being and you're breaking things up as needed. No equipment workout for the day. 5 rounds, not for time, of 10 left leg, single leg, stiff legged deadlifts, then 10 on the right leg. That's with no loading. You're just going through the movement. And they pack a punch just doing that. 25 glute bridges, 10 broad jumps for distance, and a 20-second plank hold. We've got a video showing the glute bridge and the plank hold. The glute bridge video shows a barbell in there, but you're just doing the same movement without a barbell. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. It assumes you didn't do the no equipment workout because it includes barbell glute bridges. 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps. So this is not a both. This is either barbell glute bridges or glute ham raises. 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps. The glute ham raise is fantastic, but it requires a GHD. Not everybody has that, so we always give another option. Then the other part is an either or as well, either barbell bent over rows or one arm dumbbell bent over rows. Again, assuming that you did the workout of the day and not the dumbbell work on the limited equipment crew. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, rowing. Then we've got the foam roller for the back and lats and the glute stretch. Both of those are accompanied by a video. For most of us, tomorrow is a rest day. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here on Friday.